Welcome to day 184, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Now, just as a brief introduction, we know there's a concept called Bikurim, which means the first fruits. We take the very first fruits of the season, we bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and we give them to the Kohen. So these Bikurim, these first fruits, that's the first thing that we separate from our produce. And then afterwards, we have all of the tithes that we're familiar with. We start with Truma Gedola, around 2% we give to the Kohen, that's the theme of the Sal Masechta. And then afterwards, we take another 10% called Maaser Rishon, and we give that to the Levi. And then after that, we take another 10%, and we designate it either as Maaser Sheni, which means that we bring that food and we eat it, that produce to Yerushalayim, and we eat it there. That's in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Or we designate it as Maaser Ani, and we give it to the poor. That's in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So again, first we have Bikurim, then we have Truma Gedola to the Kohen, then we have Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and then we have either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, depending on which year it is. As an aside, by the way, once the Levi receives the Maaser Rishon, he gives 10% of that to the Kohen, called Trumas Maaser. We've seen that a few times, and that'll be relevant for the next Mishnah. But again, Bikurim, Truma Gedola, Maaser Rishon, then either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. And it seems that that order actually matters. So says the Mishnah, Hamaktim Truma La Bikurim, someone who brings Truma before, or separates Truma before he separates the Bikurim, which is out of order. Bikurim needs to come first. Or Maaser Rishon the Truma, or separates Maaser Rishon to the Levi before Truma to the Kohen, or Maaser Sheni the Rishon, or does Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon to the Levi. All of those are out of order. So says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha who over below Sase. Even though the person transgressed by doing that, transgressed a negative commandment in the Torah, still Masha Asa Asoi. That which the person did, he did, meaning it works. What does it mean that he transgressed a lo sase in the Torah, a negative commandment? So it says the Mishnah, Shenemar Mele Ascha, Dimacha, Lo Sa'acher. Mele Ascha, meaning your Bikurim, and Dimacha, your Truma, Lo Sa'acher, do not make them late, meaning don't do them out of order. Just as an aside, we know that Mele Ascha refers to Bikurim because it's the first thing that we bring from the full produce. Once produce is full, Mele, that's when Bikurim kick in. So that's Mele Ascha refers to Bikurim. And Dimacha really means liquid, and we know that Truma can be designated from liquid, as we know from wine or olive oil, as we've seen, whereas Bikurim cannot. It can only be from solids. So we know that Dimacha refers to Truma. So again, Mele Ascha from Bikurim and from Truma, Lo Sa'acher, don't do it out of order. So, says Mishnah Zayin, well, how do we know the order? Uminayin sheyikdim la'bikurim la'bitruma. How do we know? Great, we know that we can't do it out of order. But what do we? How do we know what the order is? How do we know that Bikurim comes before Truma? Because after all, says the Mishnah, Zekari Truma Vereshis, Vezekari Truma Vereshis. Each one, both Bikurim and Truma in the Torah are called both Truma and Reishis. When it comes to Bikurim themselves, it's actually called Bes Truma Siyatchem. It says, it refers to Bikurim as Truma, and on top of that, more probably commonly known, it says Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, right? The very beginning of your produce, the first fruits you give as Bikurim. So we know that Bikurim has both those terms, and Truma as well. Truma, of course, is Truma, and it calls it Reishis Degancha. So they both have those designations and those titles, those words in the Torah. So how do we know which comes first? If one of them just said Reishis, we would know it's first. But they both say Reishis, and they're both called Truma. So how do we know? Says the Mishnah, Ella yiktimu habikurim shehein bikurim nakol. Bikurim we know comes first because the name Bikurim implies, it signifies that it should be the first of all of it, because we know Bikurim actually means the first, just like the word Bechor means the firstborn. So Bikurim is the very first fruits. It's first, it's implied in the title, whereas Truma, it's not necessarily in the title, and therefore Bikurim, the name itself, signifies that it should be first. And how do we know Utruma LaRishon? How do we know that Truma Gedola to the Kohen comes before Maaser Rishon? Shehi Reishis. Because Truma, we just said, is actually called Reishis. So Bikurim goes first before Truma, even though they're both called Reishis. Bikurim comes first because Bikurim means first, but Truma is still called Reishis, and that's why we know that it comes before Maaser, because it's still first. Shehi Reishis, right? Umaaser Rishon L'Sheni, and how do we know that Maaser Rishon to the Levi, comes before Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani? Sheyesh Bo Reishis. Because Maaser has an element of Truma in it. Remember, we just said, is that once the Levi receives the Maaser, the 10%, he has to give 10% of that to the Kohen, and that's called Trumas Maaser. It's a type of Truma. So since there's an element of Maaser that has Reishis, part of it has Truma, has the part that's considered Reishis. Remember, Truma is called Reishis in the Torah, so therefore Maaser will become before Maaser Sheni. So again, we know Bikurim is first because Bikurim implies first, it comes before everything. Then Truma comes before Maaser Rishon because it's you. The word Reishis is used by Truma, which means first. And then Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni or anything else because Maaser has an element of Truma. And again, Truma is called Reishis. So it's an element of firstness. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.